Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
You know what the problem is with that intro is it hypes us up way, way too fucking much. Night of Living Dreads podcast. I am, as always, Otis B. Dreads. And, boy, we got a full house tonight. Episode 93, we're talking about some cults, some things of that nature.
Not the football thing.
Not the what?
Not the football thing.
Not the football team. No, not the cult.
The cults. All right, maybe. you motherfuckers. Already starting, man. Already starting on me. Hey, we got a good one tonight. We have a special guest. Before I get to him, let me just say, you can check out this podcast and all the other ones over there at nightlivingdreads.com. Dreads with no A if you're not familiar with the name. If you aren't, shame on you. Shame. You have been shamed. But you can check us out over there at nightlivingdreads.com. You can check us out on Spotify, on Stitcher, and we're coming to many more platforms, one of which I'm not going to mention yet because that's where our guest, Mr. Doomsday 101, does a little show about some history. You want to go by Doomsday? You want to go by your slave name, sir?
Oh, man, I'll go by Doomsday.
How about you go by Mexican-American? Just give us a little bit of that before we start.
Mexican-Americans! Don't like to get into gang fights and like flowers and music. And my girl's name, Demi.
Oh, that's great. That's great, man. Goddamn. Right? So... Tell everyone your fucking show, my friend. That was great, by the way. Tell us everybody your show. Tell us about where you broadcast, man. Throw everything out there, man. The floor is yours.
Well, you see, I broadcast for I work for Psycho Mantium 13 and Psycho Bunny Death Cult, and I'm on every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and my show's called History 101 with Doomsday. That's where I talk anything about history or, you know, anything history or horrific history, you know.
Right. A mysterious history, I listened to your show last night, as a matter of fact, and that was pretty interesting. I was there in the chat, man. You guys need to come check that out. We'll put all the links in the description, but you also know a little bit about cults and whatnot, so that's why you are here. We also have, you know, Jackal Monkey, of course, and Mr. Don Black. That's the Jackal Monkey sound, apparently.
Hey, that's my call.
All right, that's your call. That's your calling card. Jackal Monkey makes a lot of... He makes horror masks. He specializes in Jason masks. He can do custom latex masks. Where can you find more of this? Nightmare Ninja Studios 2018 on Facebook. Jackal Monkey, tell us about that.
Fuck yeah, yeah. Mostly
he
what
said,
I do
fuck
is,
yeah.
Right. You know,
and what else am I gonna say?
mostly, yeah, right. I mean, right. He's pretty much doing out there, man. Mostly what I do is Friday the 13th inspired shit. But I do hockey masks. I do Hannibal Lecter masks. I do latex masks. I mean, if you have something custom that you want done, let me know, and I can make your nightmares become a reality.
Bam.
You'll have to get exercised.
You won't have to get exercised.
Exercised.
Mr. Don Black, why don't you tell us a little bit? I mean, because you have an alias, don't you?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Don Black. I'm a haunt actor for Scary Face. I'm known as Chiller the Clown. I'm also known as Black Unright. I was adopted by the Unright family.
How does anybody talk to you? Like, Don's girl, Black, Unright, Chiller.
But yeah, it's confusing. Imagine how confusing I am.
Chiller face.
My goodness.
And I'm also sponsored. You can check my vape juice out if you vape at D&J Vapers. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just hit me up. I can hook you up. So
hit him up. He'll hook you up. Just like Dr. Right. Hook. Get you some of that.
Dr. Hook.
Where's the 70s music when you need it, right?
I know it.
Get you hooked up like Kevorkian.
Get you hooked up like Kevorkian.
Somebody cue that Kiss song, that Kiss disco song.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't have, I'm not properly apparently prepared soundboard-wise, for all of the different things, but that is almost fucking impossible to take and do that.
Not prepared.
With our crazy asses, yeah, it is.
It's kind of hard because you never know what's going to come out of our mouths, and therefore, how do you prepare for that? How do you prepare? The only thing you can do is
you don't.
You get some of that. You hear the strap on your lugs.
Time for an overhaul. That yaggle monkey over there. Woo! Shit fire!
I think the Texans have taken over. Alright, so it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse from here because Straight down the shitter. That's right, Jackal Monkey.
And shit. And hey, speaking of fucking the cults, yeah, shit. I'm right down the street from where one of the biggest cults, you know, were the Branch Davidians.
Let's start with you because that's what we're gonna talk. The you know, a little bit of the history of cults, some of the ones that stand out more in people's, you know, minds, some of the ones that I guess people don't think as cults. We're going to dive all into it, man. Jacko Monkey, you are right not too far from where one of the biggest televised, I think, FBI standoffs when it came to a cult. Talk to us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. Like I said, I wasn't very old whenever that shit went down. But, you know, as I've gotten older, research didn't. You know,
what
hell
shit are we
TV
talking
shows.
About? I didn't mention it.
Yeah, the Branch Davidians, the standoff with David Koresh and the ATF and the FBI out here in Waco. Yeah, man, it was fucking crazy. It was crazy, man. Like, especially like I said, knowing all the shit now that, like I said, because I was a kid, you know, whenever all this shit happened. You know, like, now he's, you know, finding out he had all these kids and was, you know, doing all this, you know, having sex with underage girls and having multiple wives and
this
and
that. He was unclean.
Like, I mean, that in itself is fucked up, but, right. I mean, to have all these people fucking thinking that you were the next fucking messiah. Like, come the fuck on, man.
Right, exactly. Doomsday, you were there actually sharing the same state with Jacko Monkey, man. How old were you when this whole Branch Davidian thing popped off? I think that was like 95, wasn't it? 94, 95, something like that.
If it was about 94, 95, I must have been about 6 or 7 years old.
Wow, see, you weren't really enthralled in any of that. Did you hear anything? What did you hear about it growing up, you know, about this whole Waco incident?
I basically didn't hear about the Waco cult until I got a lot older. But I did hear of the one of Heaven's Gate. That's the one that I heard of. It's Heaven's Gate.
Oh, that was probably so. That was your first like real eye-opening experience into like a cult was Heaven's Gate versus, because Waco, you were very young. Don, did you know about Waco when it was going on?
Yeah, it was all over the news. I
figured you'd have chicken stuffed in your face. You had grease blocking your vision or something, matting your eyes shut or something.
No.
Rubber chickens everywhere, filled with
excrement.
The rubber chicken. Excrement from a rubber chicken.
Rubber chicken excrement.
Coming out the rubber chicken. I remember it being all over the news, you know, that, and I remember seeing the standoff in Waco when they went to raid the compound, and remember there was a lot of them that died, you know, in a big shootout at the compound. Yeah. You know?
So you're full of details. You got the inside scoop.
I got the scoop. Two scoops. That sounds like a rapper. I'm two scoops.
It actually wasn't all the firefight, wasn't the actual, you know, guns that fucking killed all the people. It was the fire. Yeah. They had a fucking tank. Yeah, they had a fucking tank that fucking rammed into the side of it. And they created a fucking wind tunnel. And then they sprayed the shit out of it with OC spray, and then threw in flashbangs. And this shit's flammable as fuck. Like, especially in an enclosed space like that, like, you get a flammable ass fucking gas and a flashbang grenade. What the fuck do you think's gonna happen?
Hey, well, exactly, man. But a lot of people said
it's gonna get bright.
A lot of people said that it was Koresh that did that. Koresh did that. He started the fire. Did you hear anything about that, Doomsday?
Yeah, when
you fucking, you know, started looking into it. Did you hear anything about that?
I didn't hear that Koresh started the fire, but I just heard that he went kaboom.
Right, exactly. And you throw flashbangs in there, you have, it's a big bomb.
It was just a cocktail of fucking bombs, man.
Now, we don't really need to, you know, I think what I think is more interesting than how it all transpired and unfortunately ended, is how does one get in, you know, to a call, because you got to be careful not to call people that got into these calls. We could say, oh, you're crazy for following this guy. But I think it's pretty well known that, you know, it's a lot of people end up in cults and never even seen it fucking coming. They were blindsided. Who wants to start this one out?
Right.
You know, when it comes to that. I mean, because a lot of people don't even know. You can't say, well, you're a dumbass because, you know, you followed this guy. This guy was clearly insane. Well, yeah, looking back in retrospect, possibly.
It all starts out with the power of the power of suggestion or something like that.
Right. Yes, the power of suggestion, being very charismatic. Jackal Monkey, you want to say something?
I was going to say, like Doomsday was talking about earlier, the Heaven's Gate cult. I mean, that's a prime fucking example of what you were talking about. Like, you have these people in there that are fucking literal geniuses. They're literal fucking geniuses. And they're going down this path that we look at and we're like, what the fuck? You're fucking insane. You know what I mean? But I mean, leave it. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things where I want to get it. I want to know their mindset. You know, like, well, what the fuck got you to that point? Like, you know, like, why would you fucking believe this madness? You know, like,
right. Doomsday. What? I mean, can you see yourself believing and falling into line like we see? Because it does seem like you were saying, Jacko Monkey, it seems like utter madness that you would fall into line like that. But then as those who have researched the history of cults have, all of them, I've watched a few of these experts, and most of them say, if not all of them say, the ones that fall in line and end up victims, okay, as in the 39 suicide victims of Heaven's Gate, the 900-plus suicide victims of Jonestown, and those are just the big ones that everybody can recognize. How does one get to that point? What goes on, you know, in one's mind? Could you see yourself, you know, falling in line, Doomsday? And what do you think about those that take and you know, fall into line like that? I mean,
what's your thoughts? I wouldn't fall into line with any cults or anything like that. And I think that the people that do actually like join cults and stuff like that, like these certain like, you know, like the Jonestown and stuff like that, they're weak-minded people. They let themselves get convinced by the leader and stuff. Like, I mean, these people, they come at you at like, oh, I'm this big holy man, you know, I'm the reincarnation of God and this and that. And these people buy into it. What do? Oh yeah, we join. And once they're suckered in, because of the power of suggestion, that's when everything goes to shit.
Yeah.
That's when it goes to shit.
Right.
You start seeing all the abuse that goes on, all the slavery that goes on. I mean, Jonestown, basically, it was the slave camp. That's basically what Jonestown was.
Right.
It really kind of was. You
got killed.
And they were all of the members of Jonestown, the people of the People's Temple, all of them were told what to say when they knew that the congressman was coming over, when there was media coming over. They were told what to say. So that footage that you see of, you know, these you know, members of the People's Temple, all of that was orchestrated. They were told what to say, to have a smile on your face, to make it seem like what the allegations that Jim Jones was running from already. That's how he ended up in Guyana, you know? I mean, because he had allegations, you know, of shit going on here in the States. So he didn't want all that coming back to him, and it was starting. But I mean, we don't really need to focus in on like what I guess I kind of did that. I mean, it is Don. All right, Don, if you know anything about cults, all right, you know about clown cults. what? Oh, God! Oh, hold on, I got that. All right. what do you think about, you know, those that get into cults, whether it's, and you know what, a lot of people say the Mormons, you know, that's a cult, in a sense, because there's a dark history in that. You ought to cover that sometime, Doomsday. Anyway, go ahead, Don, the floor is yours. Speak your mind, my friend.
Cults are usually based on an idea and faith. Blind faith and an idea, and it's actually a social setup of of a following of a person that's been glorified into this supernatural being or an idea of this being powerful, and it's mind control at its finest.
That's actually, yeah. I mean, one term that I think is left out when you talk definitely about cults is mind control. I mean,
mind control at its finest. And, it's easy for people to be like the power of suggestion. It's easy for people to fall into that because they're looking for leadership. They're looking for guidance and they're not strong enough to believe in themselves and to, figure out what's right and what's wrong sometimes. You know, it goes back to that thing too. And as far as the religious aspect of it, there's a lot of belief that, Christianity, Satanism, any form of religion is a cult. Because it starts with what? It starts with faith. It starts with an idea. It's just like the compound in Utah, going back to the Mormons, I was myself baptized as a Mormon. We believe basic beliefs that everybody else does, but you've got these spinoff churches just like the Southern Baptist, Methodist, Catholic religion, and some people just take it to an extreme and
going and kiss this rattlesnake.
Yeah. Yeah. So like,
go ahead, listen to that one all night, Doomsday.
Oh my God. God, when you said that about the rattlesnakes, there's actual religions that handle snakes.
Yeah, right. Weirdos. Right. All right. I call them weirdos because you just don't do that with a snake, man.
But these spawn offs of this church, even Heaven's Gate was a spawn off. And they take their own ideas and interpretations and make them into a newfound religion, and people fall into this trap.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, let me stop you there. Well, what the fuck is the is Heaven's Gate? All right, Heaven's Gate was based off of, all right, Jesus died. He rose and went to fucking heaven, not by a spiritual form, but by means of a spaceship, and that the second coming was going to be a big mothership to take everybody fucking up. So you had this alien extraterrestrial Jesus thing going on. I don't see a precedence with that before fucking Heaven's Gate. But I do find it quite odd that you could actually convince people that, yes, you are going to, all you have to do is take this poison, kill yourself, and your physical body will be left here, but your spiritual body is going to fly off with Jesus in a fucking spaceship. All right, now you're a fucking crazy motherfucker. Go ahead, bub.
What I had heard was that they actually believed that they were undergoing a mutation.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
that they were further mutating themselves to become like an alien creature.
Oh, yeah. That makes it all better, like, right, Doomsday? That makes it all better.
Right. They were going on a trip in their favorite rocket ship.
Right. They're no longer Mexican Americans. You do this
disco. You want to hear a fact was that Marshall Applewhite from the Heaven's Gate was actually here from close to, somewhere near Corpus Christi, Texas.
Which you guys are breeding all. You guys grow them good down there, don't you?
We got the best.
And then we had also here in Texas. Well, that was south of the border, right next to Mission, Texas, was Matamoros, was the Narco Satanicos, the Narco Satanists, which were Jesus Constanzo and Sara Aldred.
Yeah.
They're the ones that did the murder of Mark Kilroy and stuff like that, and the ritualistic murders of Mexico and stuff.
So they're found all over the world, basically. You know, cults are, they're found all the way around the world.
I know, but what's not found across the pond? The cult of Otis. We need to make this rise, people. Rise. Rise. Rise.
Yes.
All right, that was dumb.
Kneel before Chiller.
Kneel before Chiller. I thought it was a cult of Otis. Now all of a sudden he's trying to kick me off the throne, man.
Now you're the high priest, remember?
He's going to seize me. He's going to stab me in the back. Watch him.
In the fall of Caesar.
All right, so, hey, why don't we just go right around the table, and I want each of you maybe to, you know, I'll tell you the one that intrigues me the most, because that's what I want to know, you know, from you guys, what intrigues you guys the most. I'm going to tell you the one, and you know, in complete NLD style, I've done all kinds of research. And but there's
Blinkerton.
there's one story, man, that I found out in all the different cults all over the world. There was one that involved a GI, and this GI, I can't remember where the hell it was at. Maybe it was, I don't know, down fucking South America or some
GI
shit.
Joe?
G.I. Camel Toe.
G.I. Camel. G.I. Ho.
Okay. So, this guy, apparently, you know, during wartime, I don't know, I couldn't even tell you, I think it was maybe World War II, I want to say. This guy had, you know, him and his platoon had, you know, ended up landing there in this village that was just, I mean, just overstricken with poverty. I mean, they were eating like mud pies and shit, that kind of poverty. And I'll find the link of this, documentary that I found. I think you'd be interested in it, Doomsday. What happened was, as you know, the U.S. soldiers moved in, they brought a lot of supplies and they brought a lot of food. Okay, things that this tribe was not fucking used to. They have a cult that still operates to this day, okay, that literally praises this guy, all right? They have no name for him. I don't know, it's like...
Oh, wow.
It's really strange. So that was the one that I thought, oh, my God. But you can almost give a little bit of understanding to that particular situation. This is a, you know, a particular tribe in a particular place of the world that does not see the fruits of the earth a whole lot. They don't get food. They don't get these kinds of things that when these soldiers came in and it was just this one guy, you know, who, you know, I guess was handing, that made such a big, presence to these villagers. They worship him today. The cult of something. I can't remember what it is. If you look at the top 10 cults.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Hey, wait.
Right?
Is that
the cult of the camel toe?
Camel toe cult?
The Ashtar command? The Ashtar.
Would you call me
Ashtar? You Ashtar?
Get you some lotion. You want ashy motherfucker?
that,
It puts the lotion on its fucking skin.
Right. Or it gets the ash again.
Yeah, I mean, there's one occult out there. It's based on the Pleiadians or whatever. It's a belief in aliens. And it's called Ashtar Command and all that. I don't even know. It's New Age.
Is that the one that intrigues you the most? I mean, what would you say? Intrigues you the most? Which one would you say? And we'll go right around the table.
The Cult of Dreads.
I know that is very intriguing. I'm about to see if I can figure out how to get in that motherfucker. All right, we're passing you up. We're passing you up. Doomsday.
Okay.
Doomsday. out of all the cults that you know of and have read about, maybe in your looking in, you know, history, you're a big history buff. What would you say is the most intriguing cult? Not so much brutal, but what's the one that kind of interests you the most, that really grabs your attention?
I would have to say it was Heaven's Gate, man.
That is very intriguing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the Heaven's Gate. Don't break the
I'll tell distance. You this much. On the Heaven's Gate, if you go on YouTube, you can look up all of Marshall Applewhite's recordings.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And what gets to me is that I'm looking at Marshall Applewhite, you know, I'm watching these videos. And I'm looking at Marshall Applewhite, and I'm like, man, this poor guy's fucking the head, man. Like, this guy's, like, there. And these people are listening to him. Yeah. Like, these people are literally listening to a weirdo, a mentally challenged weirdo.
I'm right here. You don't have to talk about me. You can wait till I'm off the call to talk about me, a mentally challenged weirdo. And that's me.
But no, if you look at it, his facial features, his mannerisms and stuff, you're like, yeah, this guy, yeah, bullshit, man.
Dude, the creepiest thing about fucking Marshall Applebee's. Is that it's not his name?
Right? Applebee's, you're not it again. Yeah,
the weirdest thing about him is when he
gone and done it. He got placed an order right with Applebee's.
We're dying good in the neighborhood.
God damn it.
The weirdest fucking thing about him is when he would do that, you know, when he's talking, his eyes are like big as fucking saucers. It was like, my goodness. Like,
oh, yeah.
Where are you getting your yay-yay from?
And glazed over.
Yay-yay.
Yeah, no shit, right?
He is, man. His eyes are all... And he's like, we're going to get on a... yes, people. There's going to be a comet, and our spaceship's going to be following the tail of the comet. And but you're right, Doomsday. I mean, people are like,
notice
his eyes are big, as wide as fucking spaceships and everything like that, and how calm he is.
Right.
Yeah, he looks hard.
He's like, we're gonna go on a spaceship today. Blah 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 blah. Like,
right. Like it's okay. The most normal thing ever. Jackal Monkey. What's one of your favorite cults out there, my friend? Favorite cults. Which one do you wish you were a part of?
Well, I'm with Doomsday. The one that intrigues me the most is definitely the fucking Heaven's Gate, man. Like you said, like if you go back through like all the audio recordings, the tapes that they had recovered, like every one of them fucking had been recorded over and over and over again. So, like, they had to go back through and, you know, redo each layer of audio to see, and some of the shit that they got was, holy fuck, it was
you know,
crazy.
They did the same thing, brother. They did the same thing. They have, I put actually in our podcast group, last week or something, I think I put in that, you know, a YouTube link. You get like part one, part two, part three of transmissions of this chick who
from Jonestown.
From Jonestown, yes. And that shit is creepy, dude. I mean, because they have transmissions and audio recordings as people are screaming and dying from this cyanide. And he's there watching. And it is the creepiest fucking thing I think I've ever heard, because this is literally, I mean, somebody talking people to their deaths using religion to talk to them to the
death. And you can hear the gunshots going off too.
Yes, yes. And you can hear did Jim Jones did he commit suicide by gunshot? Was he killed, or did he drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, he killed himself by gunshot.
That's what I thought too.
He got himself in the head.
That's what I thought too. Well, he's not going to shoot himself in the fucking foot. Maybe a stupid clown would.
God damn.
Because they got a big target. Think about clown shoes. Come on, man. Stick with me.
Ah! Yeah, man.
Here's another thing I'd like to tell you is that Heaven's Gate is still around.
Shut up.
If you don't know that, it's still around. There's a website you go to and it has it there.
Can we get an interview?
I don't know if you can get an interview, but
I want one.
There is an actual website, and somewhere on YouTube, on one of the like Heaven's Gate documentaries, they'll give you the website to it.
And with every website usually comes a contact page. Right.
It says Heaven's Gate, but there's nothing to click on.
We got to do it.
We got to do it.
Don, your job is to contact the Heaven's Gate website, get their contact form, give them nightlivingdreads@gmail.com.
AFMGirtham.com,
and we would like to speak with one of their representatives, considering the late great Marshall Applebee's.
Marshall Applebee's.
And as if they've heard if they've heard the word of Otis yet.
Yes, have they heard the word of Otis that there is a cult of Otis?
Considering your God and Savior.
I'm a really old Jesus with dreads. That's all. Boy, that went way out of hand.
The Hound of Hell.
God,
the Hound of Hell. So, all right, now, Don, did you even mention one of your most interested fucking cults? Nobody's mentioned the Mormons yet. Nobody's mentioned Christianity. Are we scared to do that?
No.
All right.
No, fuck no. You got Tom Cruise, too, the fucking Scientologist.
I forgot about that weird shit. Yeah, what is that about? Can you give me a little heads up about what the fuck Scientology
is? It's the more alien shit. They think they're fucking aliens.
Oh my god,
reptilians!
it's fucking insane, dude. Like that's what I was like. What the fuck is up with all this alien shit? Like.
Aren't the Scientologists the ones that they talk about that supposedly that they take a certain like elixir or something like that called adrenaline chrome or something?
Oh well, Hunter S. Thompson took some of that trip balls on it. It's just like liquid that come right out of your pineal gland.
Adrenaline. I think there was something about some kind of a crystal or something. But like your soul going into some kind of a crystal or something.
Being filled.
And then someone else smokes it, and then fucking. I'm pretty sure that the same guy that wrote the fucking Battlefield Earth books, those sci-fi books.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that that's the guy who created that religion. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that's the same guy that created that religion.
It is. It all stems from his books. Yeah, I mean, it's all fictional.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, Come the fuck up, man.
Adrenal chrome is supposed to be what do you call it? There's supposed to be a gland in the front lobe of
Your adrenal gland.
Yeah, your adrenal gland. And harvest the liquid from that out of fear. And then they're supposed to harvest it's a penile gland or whatever, and they get out of it.
You get nothing from my penile.
They inject
no glands from my penile.
Two glands, and you ain't touching either one of them, you fucking weirdo.
Keep your hands off my no square. but they're supposed to inject
them. There's my glands.
Keep your hand off my gland, please.
this is
I know no square.
No hands on touched. My gland.
Quit choking my chicken.
I tell you what.
My glands are shit. These are no hand glands, motherfucker.
No hand glands.
Keep your hands off my glands.
Hand glands.
But he's trying to touch my hang down.
Don't touch my dingle ding-a-ling-a-ling. Don't touch that.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't touch it.
There's that awkward silence we're all worried about.
But yeah, adrenal chrome is harvested out of fear out of the brain.
I'm scared right now, so I'd be a prime suspect. I get to get some of that shit.
Prime suspect, you get scared of Applebee's,
man.
Food poisoning.
Eating good in the neighborhood would never sound the same.
Go to Applebee's.
Marshall Applebee's.
Can I have some grape Kool-Aid, please?
Man. Yeah, I was going to say, just don't drink the fucking Kool-Aid.
Man, fuck.
Just don't drink the Kool-Aid, please.
You got to drink that Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
No, it was. They said Flavor-Aid and another flavor drink mix. So some say it was like a Kool-Aid variety, but yes, they did mention Flavor-Aid. So they weren't even giving these motherfuckers. They were giving them like dollar store fucking Kool-Aid. They couldn't even get like real fucking Kool-Aid.
No, like knockoff. Really.
They got knockoff Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they had to get fucking.
That's how much Jim Jones thought of them, like, motherfuckers.
The Heaven's Gate, the way they died.
It's like, Jim Jones, we want Kool-Aid. Jim Jones like, we got Kool-Aid at home.
Right.
We got Kool-Aid at home.
Doomsday, you were saying something about Heaven's Gate because didn't they drink some kind of Kool-Aid or just ate some poison or something? No. They had to do it themselves.
Didn't they poison their pudding cups or something like that?
Yeah, they had like pudding and some kind of weird
vodka.
They didn't have jello pudding cups. They had snack packs.
They had fucking snack packs and vodka, all laced with poison, wearing Nike Air Jordans.
Snack pack flavoring.
Got the rat poison. Got the rat poison in my snack pack. No.
Oh, my God.
None got me.
Stay back and flavor ain't that's like ordered Superman or something I wish.
God damn. Oh, you're getting Bizarro. You ain't getting Superman. You're getting fucking Bizarro. You ain't getting Superman.
You guys are out of control. You see what I got to deal with every week, Doomsday. You see how this works? Man. All right. Gonna go around the table one last time. Final thoughts on fucking cults, man. I can't
last
take anymore.
Last call for the Kool-Aid.
Here we go. Final thoughts on the cults. We're gonna start with our guest. Please shout out Pubic Bunny Death Cunt.
No, man, it's like a bunny death cult.
All right, go ahead. We'll start with you, buddy. Final words on, fucking cults. Shout out your show again, man, the Forgers.
Shout out to Psycho Bunny Death Cult and Psycho Mansion 13. And like I said, my show is History 101 with Doomsday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time.
What day? What day is this again?
It's on Mondays.
Mondays. Awesome. Now,
Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
8:30 p.m. Eastern. Any final thoughts on your fucking cults, man? What do you got?
Nah, well, I mean, my final thoughts about cults, man, it's ludicrous, man.
It's dumb.
I wouldn't go following like these types of like, you know, death traps and anything like that, you know.
That's exactly what they are. We have a death cult that you do your show through, but these are fucking death traps. Thank you for being on, man. Hold the phone there. Don't go anywhere, Doomsday. This is Don Black. What's your final thoughts on death cults? Not death cults.
Be careful what you get into.
There you go.
Do your research.
There you go. Do your fucking research. Thank you, Don, for being here. Mr. Jackal Monkey. Ow! Go ahead, Jackal Monkey. What's your final thoughts?
Yeah, man, like fucking Doomsday said earlier, man, it's fucking weak-minded individuals, man. Like, those are the people that they prey upon, and just, you know, don't let yourself get in that kind of situation, you know, where you become the prey.
Don't be the fucking prey. Don't be the prey. Hey, for everybody here tonight.
Be the fucking predator.
To be the predator. I'm Otis B. Dreads. I want to thank you guys, all of you guys, especially Doomsday, for joining us. We'll see you guys next week. But we're also we also got a show coming up Saturday over there at the Psycho Bunny Death Cult. Ooh, I see. I got it there, right? That's right. Stay tuned over there at nightlivingdreads.com. Night Living Dreads on Facebook, Spotify, Stitcher. We'll talk to you next week.